is the world's largest Squid Game honeycomb candy, and whichever one of these 20 people removes the shape first wins 45.6 grand. But if you break the cookie, you're eliminated. For round one, everyone gets a regular sized cookie, but every round the cookie gets bigger until we try the world's largest honeycomb candy.
I'm freaking out right now, Zach.
I'm terrified.
Rules are simple. Cut out your shape, don't break your cookie. You have 10 minutes.
Why is everybody grouping into groups right now? I don't have a group.
Got real quick.
Each contestant will get a needle and they have 10 minutes to remove the shape from the cookie. Knowing there was 45.6 grand on the line definitely made tensions high.
Mine is all cracked up in the center.
8 minutes left.
But after a few minutes, people started removing their shapes.
Wait, okay, I think I'm done.
Faith, you're good. You're good. Ben, you're good.
You did it.
All right, you're done.
This is so not fair. What the hell am I?
I'm done.
You're good.
I just spit in here, and my mouth is very dry right now.
It's the winner's circle over here. You know what I'm saying?
Who would have thought? I mean, just kidding.
The contestants were completing the challenge one after the other, and right as they thought nobody would get eliminated,
I think we have our first person out.
The side cracked. I thought it was out. I wasn't out. And then it did crack.
Guard. Since you're the first person out,
I have a little gift for you.
So we made custom Squid Game PS5, an iPad, a MacBook, a Switch, and an AirPod.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
It was an honor to lose.
So everyone except for one person made it.
Okay, that was actually legitimately stressful. No joke.
That was nerve-wracking.
I'm bringing this bag home for mom. This for my mom's right here.
Was that hard?
Yes.
And that was just the first of 5 different levels, and they have to remove the shape in every cookie in order to get the 45.6 grand. I seriously can't wait to see who makes it to the giant cookie at the end.
So if that was round number one, I want to see how big the cookie is for round number two.
My sister was the first person.
That's what I get for watching all of those Dalgona candy videos.
I've got my lucky needle, and I'm gonna bring this needle with me every round. Oh, you think that's funny, Beluga? You think that's funny? You'll have your lucky needle, you'll be laughing when I'm in the championship.
As I was setting up the next honeycomb game, I noticed that the contestants in the waiting room had started forming alliances with their friends.
People naturally just migrate into different groups.
Me, Michelle, Faith, you.
Yes. Alliance?
Even though players were forming alliances, there were other players that just didn't trust each other. And honestly, with that much money on the line, I don't blame them.
Are you guys thinking about teaming up?
Nah, never.
My best friend right here just left me to go form an alliance.
Yeah, I really don't know if I can trust Jake right now. He always cheats.
Hey, contestants, we have dinner.
I have never tried pineapple pizza, but I'm desperate.
I noticed that the contestants were getting a little too comfortable with their new friends, so the next honeycomb challenge will be team-based, and I have a diabolical plan to put their new friendships to the test. For this next challenge, you will be getting into teams of 5.
What?
Form your teams. Now that everyone forms teams with their friends, it's time to deliver the plot twist.
So we do have one team of 4.
Eliminate them all. Eliminate them.
Eliminate them!
You guys don't need to eliminate anyone, because I lied. You actually need teams of 4. So each team needs to kick off one person.
Oh! What?
Hey, that's messed up. Hey, I got kids. So do Sid. Me and Sid got kids, yeah, so we cannot get eliminated.
Right,
I think we should have eliminated the youngest person.
Things broke into chaos and friends started turning on each other.
This is so brutal. Everyone paired up with their friends, but now we're gonna see who the real friends are.
I'm not going home.
I don't wanna go home.
Let's go by follower count.
Can we do ghost goes? Oh, they're kicking me out.
Guards. Wait, Michelle just ran off set.
They got rid of CHC's girlfriend, dude. This cold blooded.
That's crazy.
No one is safe.
Team meeting.
Whoa.
Team meeting.
All right, let's go. What do you mean team meeting?
We see that other teams are arguing amongst each other.
We got my man Jordan over here. My man is like 94.
Who's it gonna be?
1, 2, 3, Jordan.
Guys,
what the heck? There's no resentment. Actually, I'm faking this whole thing. That sucked, and it hurts me emotionally.
You lived a full life.
And in the midst of all the chaos, something happened that I would have never expected.
These guys are some good guys. I have my full faith that they can move forward, that they can go on and win that 45K. So I said, you know what? Champions. You guys do your thing.
Oh, we're gonna miss you.
This one's for Logan.
Been anyone wins, I hope it's someone from my team.
Unlike number 11, I want all my teammates to get out.
I will never do my girl dirty like Z did his girl dirty today.
In all seriousness, it was just a little bit malicious, but it had to be done.
He's gonna watch this.
At the end of the day.
Also, just like in the show, if 51% of the contestants wanted to stop playing, we would end it.
Squid Game rules say that if 51% of us say this game is over right now, it's over right now. Let us take a vote. Who's with me for a vote?
Jordan put it to a vote, and I think it's pretty obvious what the other players thought. I guess it wasn't worth losing 45.6 grand to avoid getting slime.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
It is now time to start the second game of Honeycomb with even larger cookies. They have 20 minutes to remove the shape, and if one person breaks the cookie, the entire team gets eliminated. Things are about to get intense. Your 10 minutes starts now!
Each of us do a side, but go very slow.
What's the strategy?
You guys just go for it.
We're all getting one side each.
Oh, the spit is working!
Everybody spit on it.
They're all so focused. There's only 3 minutes left, and right as one of the teams was about to remove the shape, the cookie broke. They cracked their cookie. All right, guard, will you escort them to the side, please?
That's what I'm talking about, baby!
Imagine losing 45.6 grand because your friend cracked the corner of a cookie. All right, you guys are done! You guys are good! That spit?
Yeah, we spit on it!
All right, your team's good!
We're champions!
Throughout this video, I've been making sure everyone walks away with money or custom Squid Game items.
And over here, I have a $3,000 customized golden iPhone that I'm gonna give to one of you guys that subscribes in the next 10 days. There's literally gold all over the sides with a really, really cute Squid Game design on it. So you, your family, your friends, anyone who subscribes can win this iPhone. So hit that subscribe button.
Oh, also, one more thing I'm not sure if I told you guys about yet, but wave to that camera. So at the very beginning of this video, I let 4 people place bets on 5 players. And if one of the contestants they selected wins, they win 5 grand. However, one of the VIPs already lost every single player they bet on except for one.
I am betting on you. You cannot lose. Okay. My last
I'm gonna
vote.
Win you 5 grand.
Okay, thank
Don't
you.
Don't worry, I got you.
It is now the end of day 1 and there are 12 contestants left.
Meet your top 12.
Little do they know, I have something special in store for them overnight.
Oh no.
You will each have this marble.
In Squid Game, a lot of the players eliminated each other at night, but obviously nobody can kill each other out here, so I gave each player a marble, and if someone takes them, they're eliminated.
Ladies and gentlemen, good luck.
I'm not about to take a $45,000 sleep.
How do you take a nap for $45,000?
I think we're gonna keep watch, make sure that nothing weird happens.
Feeling very tired, but I know I probably can't get much sleep tonight.
Listen up, no one is gonna get this marble from me. Look at these claws.
Players quickly got creative with protecting their marbles.
They can't get my hand open, they can't get my marble.
Where's your marble at?
On my ass.
You could definitely sneak behind here.
You gotta watch it back at all times.
I might try to take someone's marble.
I'm gonna bite your fingers off.
What's up, everybody? We're out here. My marble almost got stolen, but
I've got my cookie. I've got my Sprite. You know, I'm just editing a video right here.
It's my birthday right now. Everyone say happy birthday.
All right, guys, so it's been 2 minutes since the last time I checked in, and we're still here.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Right. I would like to snitch first. We all slept here as a family with our marbles. But there was someone who didn't sleep with us as a family with their marbles.
We did say they had to sleep in these bunk beds. So now we're gonna review the footage. Oh, she just grabbed the pillow and the blanket. They were not allowed to leave set, so I have to eliminate the player to keep things fair. Guys, I need one person.
Yes.
Oh. Fire away! How did that feel?
Amazing.
Someone else and I shot her in the face.
We don't tolerate cheating here.
Our group of 4 has now turned into a group of 3. I'm glad Elena left because she wasn't following the rules, but at the same time, what if we have to make a group?
I wanted to eliminate someone else before the next round, so we played a game of tug of war. Split yourselves up into 2 teams. I'm not gonna tell them what the mini challenge is yet. We're just gonna see how they split themselves up into teams. I noticed all the strong guys ditched the girls just like in the show. Since the teams are split up now, let's go outside.
Y'all about to get eliminated!
Let's go! Check, check, check!
Check. Win the circle, made the right decision, all right.
Since the teams weren't even, the side with five people got the help of my assistant, who happens to be a bodybuilder.
He's a big guy,
It's not gonna happen like the show this time.
Six men outpower one dude.
Yes, bro, we're good.
They seem a little cocky right now, and I think the overconfidence is gonna get to them.
Three, two, one, go! Stop!
Well, I guess even with the help of my ginormous assistant, the team with the boys still prevailed.
I know Dwayne Johnson when I see one. That's show muscle. That ain't real muscle.
Now it's time to deliver the bad news to the losing team.
Since you guys are the losing team, you have 5 minutes to vote someone off.
What? I can't like point at someone right now.
I know.
I thought you guys were gonna be like, kick the guy out.
None of the players wanted to see one of their friends go and couldn't decide who to kick off. When all of a sudden, something unexpected happened.
I think I'm gonna have to sacrifice myself for the team.
I don't wanna be responsible for this.
Do we have a marble? I wanna give someone a marble. So you know in the marble scene in the show where the girl like gives her life for the other one?
Oh, like, I can't do this.
Oh, yeah, that means I have to sacrifice myself. Aww. For you to take my marble.
Preston, I'm sorry, but I gotta slime your wife. For the third round of Honeycomb, the cookie is even larger and the contestants will have to stand behind doors to see what shape they will have to remove. Let me show you what's behind the first door. You guys get the triangle!
Let's go.
I definitely feel bad about that decision.
I should have stood with the triangle.
Some people switched their shapes over. I did not. I chose correctly.
Oh, all right, you got a circle. Your shape is a star.
Oh. I'm gonna get out. I know it.
I don't care. I'll do five triangles in a row, and I'm still gonna win.
Go. Now that they all have their shapes, the 30-minute countdown has officially begun. Feeling nervous?
Please don't talk to me right now.
He's like plastic this time. This one's tough.
Bro, I'm butter smooth. I'm gonna win this thing, I think.
Every single one of these, I get more and more nervous.
Come on, Brandon, it's your birthday. You gotta do it. Devon, I think that's a crack.
I'm sorry, Devon.
No!
Hensley.
As expected, the players who got the stars began dropping like flies.
Alright.
Oh! Dang! All right, Jackson, you have a perfectly clean cut. You're good. Check, you are safe.
I'm taking this home to you. Rest of y'all get to work.
Done. Oh, baby. Ooh.
One clean piece.
Wait, it seemed like the circles were the easiest.
I think I'm done.
You're done? She got the star. Faith, you're safe.
No! I made it!
With one of the stars, I honestly cannot believe it.
Beluga, Mackenzie, I thought you guys had the easiest.
Do you crack under pressure?
Stop.
I can't do it. I can't.
No, Jake! Guard, you know what to do.
Ooh, nice.
All right, you got it. You're safe.
Let's go.
I just barely made it. We got competition here, competition there. All the threats have to be taken out.
We're down to our last two people. There are 2 minutes left, and it's a triangle and a star. I'm getting really anxious for them.
Wait, Zach, I think mine's done.
Yeah! Mackenzie, you're good.
I made it into the semifinals. I'm proud of myself for that.
All right, Brent, let's see it.
Oh, no! No, it's together. Okay, that's, no, it's part of it, I swear. Guys, please, come on, man. I've been so good towards you guys. That's a full star, man. A
huge crack right here, too, bro.
Do you think that might be cracks, too?
Brent, join them.
No!
Join them. We're gonna stand to the side. I decided to give the players another plot twist. I told them they could invite one player who was eliminated back in the competition for another chance at the 45.6 grand.
Okay, we need to vote the weakest.
I think we invite Kenzie back, unfortunately.
It's Brent's birthday.
It's his birthday. Yeah.
This will be a good birthday surprise.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys have a name?
Yes, we made a decision. We thought about it nice, long, and hard.
It turns out it was player number 6's birthday, so they brought him back in.
Wait, but was I a consideration at all?
It was even between you, and I hate to say it, the weakest link was Kenzie.
Slime him!
You guys are all stars in my heart.
Yeah, it feels pretty surreal to be this far in the ZHC Squid Game.
Nobody can really see what I'm planning, but I'm planning something big for the next round. I'm just gonna cut with as much speed as I can, and hopefully we can make it to the next round.
I think they might have to start calling your boy the Cookie Master. I'll cut that out.
because that was crazy.
I also realized that against all odds, our VIP Bella still had number 13 in the game.
$5,000 is still on the line. It's gonna get pretty intense.
By the way, I have a secret message for you guys. We have a ton of clouds on these walls, and one of them says subscribe. So you might want to hit the subscribe button.
Here are your final seven.
Yes. Woo!
We are now down to our last seven players, and to make things more interesting, I decided to let them choose one player to go straight to the finals.
Wait, how about Zach picks a number, shows the camera, and whoever gets closest to the number is the one that goes out.
Yeah, is everybody in agreement?
Yeah. Pick a number between 1 and 100.
Yes.
69.
32. 89. Zach's a dirty man, so I'm going with 69.
With 69.
Yeah! That was a sucker move.
A little bit unfair.
McKenzie played
him,
everyone.
Okay, I just want you guys to know.
You cheated. We know.
No.
You're making yourself look guilty.
McKenzie, you are on to the finals.
I just feel like I got played.
I'm in the finale.
The rest of you, get into teams of two.
No, this bed's been on my team since the very beginning.
Since day one.
Challenge two, tug of war, circles. I mean, we've been killing it.
Heck yeah.
Been running it through.
Definitely going to the finals, baby.
We are going for a specific tool because that's one that I used last time.
And the rest will be easy. Over this last 48 hours, we've gotten to know each other pretty well.
I trust him and he trusts me.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
For the fourth round, we have our largest cookie yet. The first two teams to remove their shape without cracking it moves on. Go. Some people were trying to be careful while others just started to stab at the cookie with an ice pick because it was so thick.
That is making me so nervous. I can't watch this.
Why'd you make it so thick?
You're not gonna crack it, right?
I am slightly nervous about that pounding and chiseling that's going on.
So you're just hoping and praying someone cracks theirs first.
Yes.
That would be the best.
That's the plan.
Yes, baby! Woo! Baby!
Alright, we're almost done.
We're off.
We're done.
Let me see it. All right, you guys are done.
Yes!
Let's go!
I had a tiger! That's okay, my boy!
Yes!
Teal team, you know what I'm saying?
Six.
Yeah.
Teal team six.
Be careful. Please be careful.
We're done!
Done!
Oh! It literally came down to the wire. Imagine losing $45,600 because you cut out your shape half a second too slow.
We were this close.
Let's get this over with.
Alright, that means they're going to the finals after this mini challenge.
Okay, let's go.
So, do you remember the marble scene from the show?
Oh, yeah.
We only have three of the world's largest honeycomb cookies, so to determine who joins player number three in the last round, I let the two teams play any game they want using 5 marbles each. Whoever hands me all 10 marbles moves on.
If any of us win, I pay the other one $5,000.
Deal. Cool.
Just moments ago, these players were on the same team, and now they have to eliminate their friend in order to move on. It's safe to say, things got pretty tense and emotional.
Even.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah! Damn!
I'm so sorry.
We did the odd and even game. I won every time, and she lost every time.
However hard you can.
Oh, I feel so bad, but I feel so good.
I wanted to roll him down the slide.
I'm sorry, Faith.
Mom, Dad, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. I'm usually nice to my sister. I'm making sure nobody walks away with nothing. And I didn't tell you yet, but you've never had a car, so I was actually going to buy you your first car anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually so happy.
Oh, she is crying. Zoom in. Great, get the tears out.
I was really sad at first, but now I'm feeling very happy and loved.
This is for you.
Ha! My God!
Come on, bring it tight. Let's go together.
We are now down to the final three contestants. But before they get to try the world's largest Squid Game honeycomb cookie challenge, I got them changed and fed them a nice steak dinner.
Thank you.
Alright guys, enjoy your meal.
You got one player left. You got one player.
Number 1099, he'll pull through for me.
Thinks he's the toughest competitor in there right now, so I'm really confident in him that he's gonna win this.
003, she's the crafts queen.
I have 100% faith in her.
Now, we are on to our final challenge, so follow me.
I'm so nervous, I'm so scared.
Find your cookie.
Oh my gosh.
Big grand can.
All right. These three honeycomb cookies are the world's largest honeycomb cookies. And whoever cuts out their shape first wins the $45,600.
Whoa.
Right, go! Alright, you got this. You got this. Jackson, what's the plan here?
Win.
Yeah, Mackenzie, rip it off! Dang, Jackson, you're going fast! Alright. We have a winner!
Let's go!
Let's go!
My boy right here!
I'm helping. I got this, man.
Like on the show, there is $45,600 on this card, and this is yours.
Well, $40,000, because my boy right here.
You already?
He's with me. This man's with me.
So. Let's go!
Jackson, you just won your VIP that bet on you $5,000.
$5,000!
Thank you.
These two here won $5,000. You just got $40,000. I'm down around $250,000. That's it. Bye. Subscribe if you haven't already, and you could win the custom $3,000 golden iPhone. And if you're already subscribed, thank you so much. I love you guys.